This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Almost 40% of Colorado's educators are considering leaving the profession in the near future. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Unmanageable workloads, unsafe working conditions, and low pay are the top concerns in a survey of members of the Colorado Education Association, the state's largest teachers union. One teacher said she's leaving at the end of this year because of increasing demands without the resources to meet student needs. Slightly more teachers want to leave the job in non-metro school districts than urban ones. The union is asking state lawmakers to pay down some of the billion-dollar school budget shortfall. It also wants health safety equipment and vaccines for teachers and students, and to postpone high-stakes exams. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Denver's weather is measured at the Denver International Airport, and meteorologists say that's a problem. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
The airport is 17 miles northeast of downtown, which is too far east to adequately represent the city's weather. DIA is colder and drier than Denver proper. Denver City Council will vote on Monday whether to start collecting data at the old Stapleton Airport. It has a defunct weather station that hasn't been used since the 90s. It would need to be updated before it can be used, but it would provide more accurate information for Denver residents. Plus, there's 70 years of weather records at the Stapleton location. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
It's going to be a sunny day in Denver with a high of 56. Stay tuned. This is CPR News.